I'm not in a hurry to die. I got too much stuff to do. Period.
I want to get married and have 4 children. I want to have a boy and a girl, and then the other one doesn't matter.
I'm a woman of faith, and I'm operating in faith. And it's just my faith that keeps me going, you know?
Heart to heart, caring for the dying.
I think there are many doctors who believe that when patients die, it's a failure. And the problem is, we have a system that wants to save lives at all costs, and the reality that everyone is going to die. And knowing when to move that system from save life at all costs to recognize that someone is dying and provide them with palliative care is part of the challenge.
People often panic at the last minute and do the worst thing, dial 911, and then the ambulance comes and this horrible sequence of events ensues. They put the person in the ambulance takes them to the emergency room.
Dying in the ICU can be a very painful end, both physically and emotionally.
Intensive care units are places that are intended to try to save lives. And yet they are places where many, many people, because they're so critically ill, also die. So they'll be trying to resuscitate you, and they'll be putting tubes in your throat, and they'll be pounding on your chest, and they'll be starting IVs and putting catheters in your bladder. You'll be started on a breathing machine. Sometimes you need to be heavily sedated so that you don't fight the breathing machine. And a lot of the interventions that we use very appropriately in trying to prolong life are totally unnecessary when someone is dying, and what they need is comfort and solace and dignity.
To understand what someone who is dying is feeling, a doctor has to understand what they're saying. In America, where people speak every language on earth, a doctor and a patient speaking different languages can be a prescription for trouble.
Most of our patients are Chinese, monolingual Chinese speaking, and all of our healthcare providers speak Cantonese as well as some Mandarin, so we don't use translators at all.
The reason why we speak in Chinese with the patient, we can understand the patient directly, what she meant, where's the pain coming from, and how does it feel. Mrs. Zhang was all worried about her daughter from China to come to U.S. Because Mrs. Zhang haven't seen her daughter for 24 years, and she really wants to see her daughter again. And the paper process is still ongoing, and she was saying that she afraid she can't wait too long. And we try to, you know, see if there's anything that we could help the patient deal with her emotional and deal with her worriness.
This is our friend Lamonte over here, who is 5 years old and has problems with airway management.
Right. Dawn is having a conference to deal with issues around Lamonte's care.
There were so many different feelings about what should be done for Lamonte, and it's really a chance to kind of have everybody on the same page.
Thinking about what is it that gives quality to Lamonte's life. You have the sense that people at the hospital are questioning your wisdom about what you choose to have done for Lamonte.
it's not just a feeling, but people say, I mean, I have had discussions with people saying, why are you doing this? And I have to be honest, Lamonte had a roommate last time he was in PICU that was a child who was, I thought, more handicapped than he was. And I kind of thought the same thing, like, you know, why go through all this? Because the difficulty of this whole thing is, you know, are we keeping alive for us? Or is it for his benefit? You know, kind of like, am I being selfish? Because we love him and we're looking at him from, you know, how much we'd miss him. You know, are we doing things that, you know, have made him miserable and not been a benefit to him?
I think your point about just keeping him alive so we don't miss him is a really good question. But look at that beaming smile.
Yes. You're very goofy.
Yes.